What is left in the first chapter? Yet another class of matrices, which is a subclass of Hermitians. Hermitian, we define a subclass of Hermitian matrices positive, definite, definite positive, positive definite. There are particular Hermitian matrices. The definition is simple. But as in the case of normal matrices, it is not very clear what does the definition means. In fact, indeed, the definition says that for any vector x with, as usual, complex entries, scalar obtained in this way by this formula, x to the h by a by x. Are we sure that it is a scalar? Yes, because we multiply a row vector by a matrix, so we obtain a row vector from product of the first two terms, and then multiply by a column vector, as we told before. For us, vectors, we think vectors as column vectors. So, dimensionally, the result is a scalar. This scalar is a Fourier function of A and of X. So you find it colored in many books as a quadratic form. Forma quadratica. Quadratic form associated with matrix A. What the definition says? The definition says that this number must be non-negative, strictly positive. One says, this sign makes sense since we can compare, we cannot compare a complex number. If we give a look at this scalar is in the complex field of number. Generally, is a complex scalar. So we cannot say if a complex number is positive or negative. We can say this only if this is a real number. But this, under this assumption, is essential. Is real, since how can check if this number is real or not? This is simple. We consider the conjugate of it and compare with itself. The conjugate of this number can be also written as the Hermitian of that number, because over the scalar, Hermitian and conjugation say transposition over a number has no effect. So these two operators, the conjugation of Scala and the emission of a one by one matrix give the same result. It's the same thing. And here we use one of the properties that I have not recovered, but that we must be familiar with, that is that the emission of a product of various objects, vectors, matrices, is the product of the emission of the same objects in the reverse order. This is a property that you probably know for the transpose operator. The transpose of the product of two matrices is the product of the transposed matrices in the reverse order. This holds also for the inch operator, so we can rewrite this as H applied to the last factor by H applied to the middle factor, which is a matrix, and finally H applied to the first factor. But the H of the H is the identity as the transpose. If I conjugate two times, if I transpose two times, I obtain the same object that I had originally. So this is X. But here we see the effect of this assumption. Hermitian matrix A to H is A, so we obtain again
as to the H. But A is unity.
Not necessarily. Hermitian simply means this. Over the real, we have in all our developments complex number. If you prefer, you can often think to this object as they appear in its properties as they work over the real. Hermitian over the real means symmetric. The same as symmetric. Over the contours. So this is a real number, and so this condition makes sense. I thought before that this definition does not give a clearer idea of this property means. How can I recognize if a matrix, also a small matrix, a 2x2 matrix, has emission, is positive, definite, or not? The answer is simple. The general answer is complicated. It is sufficient that you realize that in the case of the order 2, the quadratic form explicited, you explicit, this is X to the H A by X in case of a square matrix, you have to consider the product of these three terms. If you compute the number, the result we have observed that must be a scalar, and you will find that the scalar has the form You see here that the fact that this matrix is Hermitian is in connection with the fact that we must have here real numbers. A sub 1 1, A sub 2 2 must be real. And here we have two numbers, one the conjugate of the other. So we are sure that this matrix is Hermitian. 2B, positive definite, I must have that this quantity and this quantity. If we compute the result, we would find that we have this by this, that is this by this, plus A sub 1, 2 by plus you can check if my result is right or not. I hope it is right. Is this there? This color appears clearly as a real number or not? Yes, because real. The sum of these two, this is not necessarily real, neither this, but the sum, since one is the conjugate of the other, is two times the real part of one of that. You see easily that if you conjugate this, you obtain this other. But when you sum one complex number with its conjugate, the imaginary part annihilates, and only two times the real part is left. Well, what kind of problem is this? This is a quadratic form which can be seen as a function of x, where x is a complex vector. So it is an optimization problem. Not very easy to solve. If n is small, we can face this kind of problem. It becomes the most annoying aspect is that at the first sight we are not able to see if a given matrix with numerical entries is or not positive definite. We will give several answers to this question in the next lessons. For now, we leave this question open. We say only that with this definition are given the analogous definitions of non-negative definite, definita non negativa, definite, which means equal here, negative, definite, and non positive, definite with various modifications of this sign. A simple question. A particular case in the case of size 2 of a square 2 by 2 matrix emission, positive definite, is the case of diagonal matrix. If we had a diagonal matrix, all would be simpler, since we would not have this part of the formula. And the answer to this problem is simply that if we want one assumption had to be given, very important assumption, that the vector x must be non-zero, since if I substitute x with 0, I have obviously s result 0. So the various inequalities must hold for non-zero vectors. Turning back to this case, which are the matrices, the diagonal matrices, for which this inequality is satisfied for any non-zero x. They are only the matrices with two entries strictly positive. So, in some particular case, it is easy, but also for now, in particular cases. Last topic, here you will find some basic notions for determinants. I will not recall them. The solution, the properties of the vectors, solutions of linear systems in the general case. Last topic, which deserves some attention, is the block partitioning of matrices. Matrici partizionate a blocchi. Block partitioning. The definition is not complicated. A block partition of matrix means a matrix defined in terms of submatrices instead of scalar entries. So, if I write if like this, I mean that I am considering a matrix defined by some sub-blocks or sub-matrices of suitable sizes. So, if I have If I have 3 by four matrix, I can partition X in some way and call the submatrices that I have obtained in this way with, in this case, A sub 1 1, and so on, etc. There is no problem. I can do this in various ways. The only condition is that the column size and the column and the row size of the blocks which are on the same column or on the same row must be the same, absolutely. It is okay. Well, there is no problem to extend to blocks sum and product of matrices. I mean that if I have, again, let us restrict to the case that all blocks are square of the same size. It is the simplest case, but it is not necessary. All blocks square with the same. So this is not the case we are considering now. If we have two matrices, A and B, block partitioned in that way, the product C, which is the uniquely defined product of the two matrices, can be also seen as a block matrix whose blocks are obtained multiplying row by column the blocks of the two matrices, of the two factors, treating them as they were scalars. So in this position we can write and so on. This is a natural extension, which is no problem. I can do this. The property. A property. A property useful in computations.
Property of reducibilità.
Here you find the definition let me check it for square matrices. A matrix A is colored
reducible
if there exists a permutation matrix. Here it is colored now I will tell you what is the definition of permutation matrix. A permutation matrix P such that P A P, this is the transpose. In this case, we don't need to consider the Hermitian, but it will be the same thing. Has
the following form.
This is a matrix of the same size of the square matrix A, but it can be seen as block partitioned with the only requirement that two diagonal blocks are square of size k.
K by k, so this is n by minus k by n minus k. The non-diagonal blocks would have the consequent sizes. The important thing is that here are zero entries.
Well, to be clear, what is a permutation matrix? Permutation matrix is a matrix, square matrix, whose rows, or also columns, are a permutation, thinkable as a permutation of the rows or columns of the identity matrix. Has the rows or columns which are the rows or columns of I, the identity matrix, rearranged according to a permutation. Example, n equal to 3, this is a permutation matrix of order 3. There exists n factorial permutation matrix for a given n, so they are as many as the permutations are. What is the effect of multiplying a matrix P by, on the left, by another matrix? A remark. I can see, I have to see immediately that this matrix is real, this is obvious, but it's also unitary It is immediate to see that its rows and columns are orthonormal. So we could say also that its inverse, it is invertible, and its inverse is the conjugate transpose, that in this case means transpose of P. So in this position there is the inverse. But the most important idea connected with operations with permutation matrix: if we multiply on the left a permutation matrix by a generic square matrix, the result is a matrix, say B, having the same rows of A, permuted in the same way, according to the same permutation which defines P. P permutes the rows of A. So if we have the same matrix on the right, the effect is to permute the columns of A. Permutation on the left, S, on the rows, on the right, S, on the columns. So here The inverse is also a permutation matrix. So this is related to a permutation of the indices 1 up to n, and this is related to the inverse of the permutation. But in a few words, the result of this double product is a matrix which has the same entries of A rearranged. So the property to have here some zeros is in connection with the fact that this zero were already inside the matrix A and were in locations, in positions, such that it is possible, permuting the rows and the columns this way, it's possible to send them in the right bottom corner. What is the utility? We will see this better next time on Tuesday. Say advantages of UCB. If A is reducible, then linear systems, I don't write this, having A as a coefficient matrix, can be solved with smaller complexity. This means that if we we see that the matrix has zero entries, and if it is reducible, so if we know in which way to permute rows and columns, so in such a way that all the zeros are sent in this corner, we have great advantages in the solution of linear systems and also in other kind of computation. But there is also advantages of non-reducibility. In many cases, algorithms work better also only if A is not reducible. Let us stop here. We try to justify this aspect next time. Okay?